Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. So it was a crazy story. Something that happened last year, but it was still making headlines because of more developments and stuff like that. So it was a kind of a plot to murder situation.
Kind of a plot to murder situation.
Yes. Okay. Right. Yeah. So I'm going to play this story from Channel 12 News in Arizona. Mm-hmm. It's a city called, what's the name of this city? It is called, I want to say Surprise,
Arizona. Oh, yeah, Surprise, Arizona. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm going to play this news story. And what I'm going to do, I want y'all to point to me if y'all want me to stop so y'all can kind of react to it. Because my wife was playing this story. And I was like, wait, what? I had to make sure this story was real, but here's the story from Channel News in Surprise, Arizona.
And an unusual story here. New details about a murder plot thought up by fifth grade girls at a West Valley school.
Press pause.
Yeah, right there.
Press pause.
Right
wait.
There. That's quick and that's good enough right there.
What? Is little girls in here plotting to kill? Like, I know that, you know, and okay, this ends up in, you know, it's all matters of sex or what have you, right? And gender, whatever. Little girls sometimes can be, you know, a little menacing, especially in the school age. You know, there can be cliques and types of things. Mm-hmm. There can even be dealings in psychological warfare.
Yeah.
Moida?
Yeah. Let's get deeper than this. Watch
what?
This.
All right.
The girls accused of planning to stab their classmate and to try to make it look like a suicide.
According to the Surprise police report, one of the suspects allegedly had just broken up with the boy they were targeting. Some of the suspects told officers they didn't think they were going to go through with this plan, and they were too scared to tell an adult what was going on. A conversation between four fifth-grade girls at recess turned into a criminal investigation. According to a newly obtained police report, the girls are accused of plotting to kill their classmate at Legacy Traditional School in West Surprise by luring him into an outside bathroom and stabbing him in the stomach. Quote, just end him is what they allegedly agreed.
Okay, stop that right there. You got fifth grade girls. First of all, this is having a boyfriend, you know, and in fifth grade. It's one thing to have crushes and all this other stuff. That's set that aside.
Oh, are you about to? What?
No, but.
When are they allowed to have boyfriends, Lopez?
Like you can have your crushes. Boyfriend, what, eighth grade, ninth grade? Anyway, that's side. So
I'm sure Aaliyah had a boyfriend in the fifth grade.
No, she didn't.
Not that you knew of.
But end him? Lure him to an outside bathroom and stab him in the chest? Here's where they had a plan. Like, clearly this was not just like, oh, I wish he were dead, like kids are wont to say, you know? Like, they had a plan to kill this cat.
Yeah, these quotes sound less like, I mean, at least that I, fifth grade girls or fifth grade children that I know of, it sounds more like cartoon villains. Like, that's what it sounds. End him is just something I cannot imagine that being said by a child per se.
It sounds like a Lifetime movie. Some adults.
Does.
And a fair point from the 929 on the text line. Suicide by stabbing. At least we know that it's their first time. Yeah, yep, that's fair. That's a good point.
Here's more on this story.
looked upon while sitting at a lunch table on October 1st, 2024. Each of the girls had a role in the plan, which included wearing gloves to hide fingerprints, forging a suicide note, and having lookouts. The plan didn't pan out because another classmate overheard their conversation and told her parent and the school resource officer. The arresting officer notes three of the girls and their families appeared remorseful and apologized.
Wait, press pause. I noticed there was four.
Yeah.
They were like, three of them really cared.
Yeah.
Also, what is this, Ocean's 11? They all had separate roles to play?
Yes.
And let's wear some gloves so they won't get our fingerprints. They were thinking like that.
They were. And I want to see what the suicide note would have looked like with the child's hand. Well, it would have been a child, I guess.
Well, so. They're little girls.
They're handwriting was crayon? Probably immaculate.
Yeah. Come on, let's be honest. The handwriting was probably immaculate. But they would have been able to tell when the little boy, when they saw that the eyes were dotted with hearts. You know what I mean? That would have thrown them off a little bit.
Girl smiled, laughed, and made excuses.
Let me go back to this part real quick so y'all make sure y'all hear this part.
Smiled, laughed, and made excuses. Remorseful and apologized, but one girl smiled, laughed, and made excuses. And a spokesperson.
That's a killer.
Keep that little girl away from me.
That's a killer right there. The cops, and you're in fifth grade and a police officer or officer showed up in your school, you'd be terrified. She laughed.
Well, they got SROs now, so like they're
doesn't matter. The authorities,
Yeah,
she laughed.
I don't know about that one. Yeah. I used to be scared when the teacher said, "I'm calling your mama."
Yeah.
Well, yeah, clearly there's a different level of authority than police there. My mom?
Yeah.
Might as well call the feds at that point.
Well, they kind of did. They kind of did.
Person for Legacy Traditional Schools tells me the safety and well-being of their students is their top priority and that they acted immediately and appropriate with the help of law enforcement on this matter from last year. I also talked to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, who tells me misdemeanor charges were referred to them last year and this case has since been adjudicated.
That is wild.
How do you have to feel if you was that boy? That little kid.
I know.
Well, thankful that somebody heard it and spoke up.
These
five girls or four girls tried to kill me.
One of them was laughing about it in the officer's face.
That is terrifying. It's terrifying.
Keep them kids away from me.
That's right.
And from 713 said, kids kill quite often. It's over the national level. I guess so. I guess I've been inoculated some ways from thinking about that.
I think I'm more intrigued by the plan they had.
Yeah, exactly. Let's
write a suicide letter, mm-hmm. and y'all be the lookouts. I'm going to go in there and stab them in the stomach,
mm-hmm.
and make sure we all wearing gloves because we don't want our finger. What?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. That's enough law and order for all of you. No more. No more law and order. Y'all got too many ideas in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I do kind of wish that was a Law and Order episode. I wonder how they will handle that.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I would like it so much if that was not a real news story, but it was a Law and Order episode. Like, as a Law and Order episode, like, maybe I could just...
If it was a Law and Order episode, I'd be like, man, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, you wouldn't buy it now. You wouldn't buy it.
But now I'm like, this really happened?
Yeah, yeah.
That is crazy. T's and P's to everybody involved. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
Sheesh. We got to get some prayers to this guy as well, too. Former Rocket, Dylan Brooks.
Mm.
So apparently
that feels weird already.
It do feel weird. But Dylan Brooks is seeking a restraining order against Heather Andrews, who is the mother of his two children, alleging emotional abuse and threats to cut off his fingers.
Oh, yeah. What?
Yeah, so Brooks made the request for a restraining order against Andrews on this past Wednesday, mm-hmm. According to TMZ. And in the filing, Brooks alleged that Andrews made violent threats against him, damaged his property, hacked into his various social media accounts throughout their relationship. And among her violent threats, he claimed that she will cut off his fingers.
I don't even know how to respond to that. Yeah. That is, yep, you need that restraining order first and foremost. Absolutely. I guess here's where I'll start. I'm happy that it does not feel like we have like reached a point where anything like physical actually happened between them. That is a good thing, because typically like we get these kinds of informations after somebody has been physically assaulted. Now, of course, there's already been a damaging of property, mm-hmm. which, you know, that's tough. But at the very least, like nobody has gotten like physically harmed as of this point, which is good. But yeah, that is terrifying to hear.
Well, and it seemed like they had a relatively long relationship.
I mean, long enough to have a child. Yeah. Or two children, rather.
I think if I read that right, one of them, 5-year-old. And a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
You know how I found out about this story, Figgy? Yeah. One of my favorite headline writers on the planet, Black Sports Online.
With the headlines.
I just love their headlines. Y'all ready?
No, I'm not, but you're going to do it anyway.
Yes, I am. Sons Dylan Brooks played in the snow but got frostbite.
Okay.
Files restraining order against his Milk of Magnesia.
Heather All right.
Andrews,
goodness
for
gracious.
For threatening to cut off his fingers. These are the greatest headlines ever.
Goodness gracious.
That is crazy. But it's a little more to the story. So
there's still more. There's more.
A little bit more. Mm-hmm. So him and Drake don't really rock with each other, mm-hmm. which is shocking because they both from Canada. I would have thought they would have had some type of little respect for each other.
Yeah.
But apparently they don't rock with each other. And here's Drake's song on his album back in 2023 called For All the Dogs. And he was pretty much addressing this very situation on the song called Another Late Night. Pretty much taking a shot at Dylan Brooks.
Hey, thinking about this pill I took, pillow talking, shorty rinsing Dylan Brooks, can't believe this again talking, damn, my bank account is mag, know you're Millie rocking, hey, widows in my comments talking about some Millie Bobby, look, bring them jokes up to the game, we get to really flopping, I send a finger to your mama in some FedEx boxes.
Oh, wow.
Open what?
Oh, wow. Dropping, really shocking.
So he pretty much addressed this back in 2023, but
sending the fingers in a FedEx box.
I guess people like us had no idea what the hell he was talking about.
Oh, so you're saying that Drake knew about the threats?
Yeah,
he knew about the whole finger situation
2 years ago, or going on 2 years ago.
Yeah, and by the way, these two having issues because of probably messing around with the same women.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that's wild about sports is that you would think, hey, y'all got this level of y'all got this level of reach. How is the pool so small? Except, like, you know, there are tangible reasons because, you know, certain people know what the game is, mm-hmm. and you would imagine it works. It just, the downsides are very down.
Yes,
with
they
these
are.
Situations.
Yes, they are.
This is kind of a callous way to look at it. Now, isn't it? From the 281, of course, it's a good thing nothing happened. The trade isn't official yet. All right. Okay. That is, yeah, man. I didn't realize that this was the Women Be Tripping episode of,
mm-hmm. yeah.
of the mixtape.
Yeah, yeah. So, like I said, T's and P's to everybody in this situation, man.
Yeah.
Cut off his fingers, huh?
Yeah, yeah. But I'll get y'all out of here on this. I don't think this guy gonna cut any fingers. But Kendrick Perkins, the pride of Beaumont, Texas.
That's mm-hmm. right.
He had a little message for one Bill Simmons. And before I get to that message, here's what Bill Simmons had to say. I want to say it was during the NBA draft the first night. And he was weighing in on Toronto's draft pick.
Okay.
Toronto took Colin Murray Boyles, leading Kendrick Perkins. I didn't know which telecast to watch. It was like, do I take this samurai sword and jam it into my temple? Or do I take this chainsaw and saw my leg off? I couldn't figure it out. They took Colin Murray Boyles, and Perk said they have the pieces. And they're a top six team in the East. And at that point, I started looking for a third ESPN channel, but there are only two.
So apparently Kendrick Perkins didn't really appreciate Simmons had to say. And here's a little PSA for Ben Simmons, courtesy of Kendrick Perkins.
Just leaving set, heading to this other event that I got to do, thinking about Bill Simmons, Cupcake Gas. Always got my name in his mouth, but I'm going to address you Sunday, okay? Believe that. I'm going to address you on my special edition, me only, yours truly, Sunday on Road Tripping. And I'm going to get on your ass like back pockets, because I'm about tired of you. Who anointed you, the preacher or king of the head honcho of overseeing basketball and way things need to be. Man, what have you done? You got your feelings. Because I feel like the Toronto Raptors are going to be a top six seed in the Eastern Conference this upcoming season. So?
You know,
and that video was about 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So I had to cut it short.
And that was just the warm up, huh?
Yeah.
And wait for Sunday.
Yeah. So he's about to be on his ass like pockets. And I was like, wow, I hadn't heard that one before. It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one. I've got to say, I kind of understand where Bill Simmons is coming from on the front. Like, we talked about it
maybe not as graphically.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Bill Simmons does have a propensity for talking about folks in a way that feels disrespectful. And me personally, I wouldn't go about things like that. I'm not telling him what to do. He's a grown man. He makes his own decisions. However, I feel like one of the main things that you got to remember at any given time, you out here in these streets, you can get touched.
Yeah.
Act accordingly.
Yeah.
Right?
The thing is he really out in these streets or he's just at the crib doing the podcast?
Well, no,
and stuff?
He's doing it at the podcast. But when I say that, I think you understand. It's not just like, you exist in society. Probably have a level of couth in the way that you talk about folks, man. Like, I think we've all seen the person who, no matter what they say it kind of crazy. And you can't be out here just talking crazy to people because eventually someone's going to take it the wrong way and threaten to cut your fingers off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll get y'all out of here on this, too, because apparently he do have a history of this.
Yes.
And I want to say this was back, I forgot the year, but he had a little run-in with Doc Rivers. Mm-hmm. And this was right after he left the Boston Celtics to go coach the Clippers, right, I want to say. And this is him on this is somebody asking Doc Rivers on the ESPN coverage of the draft. And apparently Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm, but Bill Simmons apparently accused Doc Rivers of quitting on the Boston Celtics. And a reporter decided to ask Doc Rivers, hey, how you feel about what Bill Simmons had to say?
Right. Bill Simmons tonight said he thought you quit on the Celtics. What's your response to that?
I would like to call him an idiot, but I'm too classy for that. That's just his opinion. That didn't happen. And he really needs to know the whole truth, which he doesn't.
All right. Thanks, Doc. All right. Back to you guys.
Okay. So you heard what Doc had to say? What's your reaction to that?
The truth keeps changing. I mean, he's given different quotes about this. He didn't know. He did know. He kind of knew. He wanted the trade to happen. He was coming back. He needed a year off. When he sticks to a story, I'll believe the truth.
Apparently, he got this in his blood, man.
Doubled down.
Yeah. I'd like to call him an idiot, but I'm not.
Truly,
because I'm classy.
Truly a heady play.
Yeah.
Like, where you're... It's a great sleight of hand, which
I mean
it's not
really
that much sleight of hand.
But I'm not going to say idiot.
I would like to call you a stupid MF-er, but I got clash, you know?
Yeah. I didn't, but also I did. So do with that what you will. There you go. That's Figgy's mixtape every weekday right here in Loop.
Salute
on Sports
to the reporter even asking that, too.
Sure, man. Yeah.
I mean, look, might as well. He right here. You want to say anything to him? Yeah? No? Okay,
they
cool.
They went right to Bill Simmons and said, thoughts? Maybe
messy.
Maybe that's why the draft wasn't as good this year. Maybe you need some of that.
We need more mess. Yeah, that's right. That's right. We need more drama. That's why it needs to be on TNT. No, I'm just playing. In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610, 1:20 p.m. every weekday for the mixtape. At the Figgy Fig on social media if you want to get at him with anything that you see out here in these internet streets. All right. Coming up next, we get ready to check in with the fellas of The Drive as they are on remote out there in Michigan. Before we get there, though, the Rockets have made, or at least there's reporting on what the Rockets will do once the free agency time period opens up. We'll talk about that coming down next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.